now to join us. 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. Let's see if this is up here. That that mugshot should be posted. Let me see. Yeah, you go to rickemerson.com. There's a the latest weblog entry. It's really mugshot. I mean, it's no Bickford. It's no Mitchell. But really, what is, you know? It's when you... When you're competing with Mitchell Bickford, you know, it can only really be so good. But I mean, it's like some guys, I don't know how they think they're going to get away, because you look at a guy and you can just tell that he's from a road crew somewhere. It's like, what are you thinking? I mean, this guy just screams, I'm a petty criminal. I mean, Sarah's looking at it right now. Like, if you had to pick five guys out of a lineup, you know, one of them is a criminal, it's this guy, right?
His head is too big for the square.
It really is. The mugshot, yeah, they can't even fit. They have to stop at
his chin.
He was probably teased in school, and that's what led to a life of crime.
Hey, you there, thin, tall head.
Yeah. I'll get all of you someday.
Okay.
Mitchell Bickford's Rogues Gallery.
The Mitchell Bickford Memorial Mugshot Gallery. Oh, God. And you know, the weird thing is, have you noticed this? I mean, maybe it's just me, but it seems like when you get the weird face or the odd body or something, it's like, why is it that you never see the guy with the weird face, but he's got the great haircut to go with it? It's like, why? I mean, I don't know. Is it like where you go in to get your haircut and they've just got like a whole, you know, it's like, well, you got the bad face. We might as well just keep the theme going. You know, and then they just...
You missed the best part of it. He is Keith Lucky Stratton.
Keith Lucky. Okay. Whatever you say. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. So you can go check out Keith Lucky Stratton's mugshot.
Looks like his lucky ran out today.
RickEmerson.com. There's also pictures, by the way. The weblog entry right below that, there's pictures from Saturday's performance of Bigger Than Jesus. You can see some shots from there. And if, you know, for whatever reason,
it
you should...
It looks really good in those pictures. How could I go see that in person?
I'm glad you asked, Matt Peterson. Tickets available 24/7. All major credit cards accepted at RickEmerson.com. We'll talk more about my big, fat, obnoxious fiance here in a second. Then we got more to read. We got the CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop coming up later on. Also, a Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero. Rich in Beaverton, you're on Hot Talk today, KFTK. What's up?
Hey, boys, how's it going?
What do you got, man?
Hey, I tell you, you know, the Metro page in our newspaper?
Yeah.
Murder, mayhem, misfortune. Every time you read that thing, look at the guy's middle name. It's either Lee or Ray.
Yeah, it's true.
And
the first name always has two syllables and ends with a vowel sound, because it's always like Johnny Lee or Sonny Ray.
I've been counting for years.
Yeah, it's true. We talked last week about this. We talked about things you name your children that make them losers. And it's like, if you name your child Bobby Ray, he's going to go to jail at some point where he'll be shivved in the mess hall. It's just going to happen.
He's going to end up on the Metro page.
That's what I'm
no
saying.
No doubt about it.
That's what I'm saying. You want your kid to end up in Oz, you know? Name him Sonny Tom Bill Bob, you know, or something. And he's going to end up, you know, trying to take out Adebisi in a riot or something. It's just... There's no way around it. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. This is Tim Riley's in the KFTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
A New Zealand train driver has been put on leave after running over a garden gnome he thought was a child. The gnome was apparently placed on the railroad tracks as a practical joke, but when the train's drivers checked the small figure, he believed he ran over a child and called police. A small pair of boots found on the track turned out to be pottery. Other shattered pieces of pottery were found nearby.
I think I speak for everyone when I say that anything involving garden gnomes is funny. Gnomes in general are amusing. They're one of your more laughable mythic creatures.
The engineer of the train has been put on indefinite stress leave. Well, his boss no longer...
Okay, so he's... Never mind. I was going to say that he's been put on... Never mind.
Well, his boss no longer thinks Jimmy Dean is the best man to plug his own sausages. Dean said Sarah Lee Corporation told them he doesn't fit the image they're going for now. He says they're trying to attract the young housewife. He said it's the dumbest thing. Dean's face will still appear on his sausages, as he looked about 30 years ago, but he will not be allowed to appear in his own commercials anymore. Next news when it happens. I am Tim Riley.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-737-5955. Wait, so Jimmy Dean exists? Because I can never tell.
He was a country singer.
Well, I never know. Well, so it's but it's the same Jimmy Dean.
Yes.
All right, because I can never tell when there's like a, you know. What's like we were talking about the, I didn't know if there was actually a, you know, a George Moreland. I didn't, you know, because I'm not from Portland, so I don't know. I didn't know if it was a real guy or if it's, you know, it's like Betty Crocker. There's no Betty Crocker. There's no Betty Crocker. There's no Sarah Lee. There's no Aunt Jemima. There's no Uncle Ben, to the best of my knowledge.
There was a Duncan Hines. He was a food critic in the 1930s. And he died years ago.
And you know who else there is? There's a Mrs. Fields, and she is fine. Let me tell you, I've met Mrs. Fields.
I thought there actually was a Betty Crocker.
Nah, it's a load.
No, she was made up.
Yeah, there's no Betty Crocker.
All these years, man, I've been scammed. I feel so violated.
I'm sorry.
But I don't mean to tear your little world asunder. But when I was in Salt Lake, our radio station was right next to the corporate headquarters for Mrs. Fields. And Mrs. Field would come by every now and again. Man, she was some fine cookie-making booty, let me tell you. There's nothing. These people call up to correct me about Uncle Ben. Just let it go. Just let it go, man. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. I swear to God, we actually have stuff we're going to get to here in just a second. Let's welcome to the show our good friend, The Low. What's up, man?
What's the word, homie?
Seminiferous.
All right. Dig it. No, just real quick. If Jimmy Dean put half the energy into his sausage that he put into his face, it'd actually be worth buying. That stuff tastes like ass, dude.
I don't know that I've ever actually had a Jimmy Dean sausage.
You don't want one.
Is it terrible?
God, it's just the most tasteless, bland package of meat concoction you've ever had.
Well, when you think about it, it's kind of amazing that sausage tastes good at all, considering that it's just lips and anus ground up and shoved inside plastic. I mean, it's really not something that should taste good anyway.
You know, I will now be scarred the next time I make an omelet thinking I'm making a lips and anus omelet.
Well, you say.
And please spare us the Jay-Z clips.
Oh, I thought you had mad love for whatever, something.
No, no one has mad anything anymore.
No, I don't know. Is it mad? When you say, let me ask you this. When I tell the kids that I've got mad flavor, is that with two D's?
You're embarrassing yourself.
I don't know. I don't understand.
It's only two D's if you think you're trying to be cool by purposely spelling it wrong. Your sin makes you uncool by trying to be cool.
Yeah, well, I cut that ship. My coolness ship long ago sailed and then sank.
That's all right. I still love you, though.
All right, there you go. That's hello. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955.
Vanilla Ice likes Jimmy Dean sausages.
I wanted you to shut your hole.
No, he does. On The Surreal Life, that's all he wanted to eat was Jimmy Dean sausages.
I was going to say, Vanilla Ice also likes to shut up! That's what he likes. No, I thought you were making fun of my I found myself writing this email the other day, and I found myself using the phrase...
With a country accent?
Yeah, I found myself using the phrase, mad props... And I didn't know how to spell it. And then it was like I was going online looking for like a hip-hop dictionary to figure out how to spell mad props. And it's like, how lame, how white could I possibly be? I'm sitting here at a talk radio station at night in front of my computer Googling a hip-hop dictionary so I could figure out how to spell mad props so I could write it in an email to another undoubtedly very white person who is emailing me about, like, you know, Sailor Moon trivia or something, you know, Star Blazers cartoons. It's one of those moments where you just have to sit, you just have to push yourself back from the desk for a second and wonder how it is you've gotten onto this bizarre path in your life. You've just got to reassess everything about yourself as a human being at that point. There's really nothing more embarrassing than that. All right. Let's move on from this ugly discussion. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. And please don't send me any. I don't want to know. Don't send me any hip-hop lexicons or anything. I'm going to move on from it. But I will say this, though. Yeah, so if you did not watch My Big Fat Obnoxious Fiancé, man, you got to be watching that, because that is a fantastic show. Now, apparently, Apparently, the guy who plays the big fan of Nacho's fiance, because I don't. The thing with the Tebow is that I don't get to see commercials, so I'm totally out of the loop when it comes to that stuff. But apparently, this guy here says, Rick, the guy who plays the fiance in My Big Fat Obnoxious Fiance is the guy in the Swanson's Hungry Man commercial that gets blown across the locker room with a hairdryer. Yeah, whatever. And he said, I don't know who that is, but he says, because of your enthusiastic review, I'll be sure to check it out. They'll do a marathon. At some point, you'll get to see it from the beginning. F. Matt with a Hungry Man Salisbury steak dinner.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
You know what he looks like? He looks like Michael Moore. I mean, he looks like a young but equally fat Michael Moore. Greasy, sweaty, packed into the clothing that's a couple sizes too small.
Darker hair, though.
Darker hair, but I mean, he's just this big, sweaty, greasy bastard. But the thing is, he's hilarious. You can tell he doesn't seem like a bad guy. He seems, he seems like a pretty good guy, and he's playing it up. So I guess the deal with the show is that as far as the woman knows, and I forget her name, but as far as the woman knows, she's got to convince her friends and family that she's engaged to this guy. But the family can't know that there's money at stake. In other words, the family can't know. They don't know that there's $1 million at stake in them giving her the blessing. So she's forbidden from telling anybody, yeah, I'm doing this for money. And she also doesn't know that this guy's acting like a big schlub. But she's got to pull off this scam of trying to convince all of her friends and family that this is like the love of her life. And the guy's just horrid. At one point, they get into this house. They're living in this huge mansion they've been put up. But they're not in the house 5 minutes, and he, like, breaks this irreplaceable vase. You know, he, like, trips and knocks something over. They show him to the bedroom, and he's immediately jumping up and down on the bed because he thinks it's fantastic. She's describing what she's looking for in a perfect man and how she wants somebody, cultured and sophisticated. And then you cut to a picture of him with a can of Ready Whip just right into the mouth. I mean, it's great. The next morning, she's at the table having breakfast. They've got this whole spread laid out. He comes out. He's got tissue paper jammed into both into both nostrils because he's had a bloody nose. Immediately begins blowing his nose really loudly at the breakfast table and then eating pancakes with his hands. I mean, it's the best thing. And then the look on her face, it's just the best thing you've ever seen. Not to mention the fact that because she can't blow it, right? Because if she doesn't marry the guy, you know, she can't convince everybody that she's going to blow the $1 million. So he's starting to, like, do the thing where he wants to get kisses from her and so forth, like, in front of people. And she has no choice, and the guy's just repellent. And so she has no choice but to kiss him. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, it really is genius programming. So if you're not watching it, it's the first episode aired last night. They'll undoubtedly replay it at some point. So then I will not drone on and on and on about it. But I'm just going to say, you really owe yourself to, you owe yourself some. And because I swore after Joe Millionaire that I was never going to watch it again. And I didn't like the first few minutes of this because they have the same, you got to give it a chance because they got the whole thing of the same host, you know, some overly thin, bony woman who comes out and with a British accent who's explaining the thing. And then there's long, like, panning shots of, like, fountains out front of the house they live in. It looks like every other terrible reality show, but you get about 20 minutes into this and the action starts to kick in. It's, I give it mad love. It's what I.
Is that M-A-D-D-L-U-V?
I honestly don't know. See, that's the best thing. I really don't know if I'm giving it. It could be L-U-F or something, for all I know. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. I'll tell you what, let's do this. We'll come back. We have more on the way. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk Today at the K. Stay there. We'll be back.
Live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, Sarah Dillon's got this, the traffic.
Yes.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. For the geeks among us who care, Allison Hannigan. From Buffy the Vampire Slayer is going to. There's a new NBC sitcom coming out that no one will watch or care about. That'll only serve to further disillusion me and my belief that she secretly is Willow Rosenberg.
You'll watch it just because of Willow.
I don't need to watch it. I've got those. I've got the internet. So I'm like, all I got, I got the internet. I got that layout she did for Stuff Man. You talk about, you know, a girl who is just a million miles away from a character, man. That girl is just a hoe, which I'm all about. I mean, it's fine with me, but she did this big spread for Stuff about, I don't know, 18 months or so ago. It's a whole lot of, like, weird school fetish stuff where she was dressed like a Catholic schoolgirl, and there was a lot of her, like, spreading in front of a locker or something, which I'm all for. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. I keep trying to get back on track. Every time I try to get on track today, I get these emails coming in. It's taking me off the... Because apparently the deal now, according to Todd here, is that the girl on My Big Fat Obnoxious Fiancé, not only did the parents... So apparently her entire family and her friends have to come to the wedding, and none of them can object. And so if any member of her family, because I guess there's X... I guess they've quantified the family members she has said. They have a list of people she has to get to come to the wedding. And I guess if anybody fails to come to the wedding, or if anyone objects, she gets nothing. So she's got to convince them all to come to the wedding and not object. Meanwhile, this guy's like scratching his, you know, scratching his ass and then sniffing his fingers, you know, in front of her parents. It's genius. Full-time listener. Tyler, you're on Hot Talk Today, KOTK. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
What do you got, man?
I just wanted to congratulate you on a great show you did on Friday.
Oh.
Bigger Than Jesus.
Thank you. Excellent. Thank you for
coming. It was very cool. Very emotional, yet funny, and a lot of great music.
You laughed, you cried, you laughed till you cried, and then you went home $10 poor. So.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Actually, I went home $30 poor because I took my friends for a Christmas present.
See, that's what I'm saying. What says I love you like Rick Emerson? What says Merry Christmas like the gift of Rick?
That's what I'm saying.
The answer is nothing.
Early Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's see, there you go. It's like, you don't want to give the same old thing. You know, flowers, chocolate, these things have grown tiresome. You give the gift of Emerson. That shows dedication. That shows love. And maybe a T-shirt while you're there, too. So bring extra cash for that.
So, Matt, props to you and Joni and everyone else. And Matt with that microphone that fell out of your back pocket.
All right.
This F Matt could be sponsored by your business.
Well done. That's Tyler. Yeah, the miracles of duct tape. We had to, like, secure the thing to my belt clip at one point. Because I had this belt clip that I'm wearing. You know, it's like a little microphone pack that I'm wearing. So I got the microphone. And at one point, the clip comes off and lands in my, you know, boxer shorts. And it's just jabbing me in various, you know, unpleasant places during the, it was a lot of fun. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Johnson, I'm unclear about whether Kristen's going to be here for How Chicks Think or not today.
I talked to her last night. She said that she was.
I believe she is. Okay, so we'll get, because we got this question from John, and the subject line is, question for non-Jolie. So whoever, I guess, wherever is in for Jolie Day, which is going to be Kristen. But John says, Rick, did you read the article in the Oregonian today about men crying? What is this hooey? Extra props for the use of the word hooey, by the way. What is this hooey? We all know that women do not like men who cry. Why are they trying to convince us otherwise? This is, if you look at the page, front of today's living section, this is the Oregonian today, page C1, the Oregonian living section. And the headline reads, and this is by Steve Woodward and Gabrielle Glazer from the Oregonian. The headline is, Tracks of My Tears. Men feel free to cry. And then the subheadline reads, apparently there's some guy from the Trailblazers who cried recently. When Trailblazers coach Maurice Cheeks got teary in public, it was just part of a recent wave in males. And then the article says, contrary to Tom Hanks's line, in a league of their own, there is crying in baseball and politics and the news media. And it's this whole article about them. I'm reading now from the paper. In the new millennium, men aren't afraid to show their tear-stained cheeks. I don't believe men's constitutions have changed, says Portland psychologist Beth Westbrook, but I do believe that social roles have evolved between men and women, and men are more comfortable with self-expression. This is all a lie, by the way. This is one colossal load. Michael Botnick, sociology professor, says, men have always cried. Let's not fool ourselves about that. However, they've done so privately, and the only difference now is that it's more public. That doesn't mean that male emotions have changed, but the display of them has. This is the... Sarah's shoving a whole ear of corn into her mouth. All right. And then they continue
that
with
just
the...
That sounded really bad, Rick.
No, I'm just saying. And then they have this whole thing, and then they talk about Edward Muskie, who's the 72 presidential candidate. Ed Muskie, who cried in public after a bunch of attacks on his wife, which completely doomed him. And then it continues to say, today there's even a website about men who cry. Who creates a website about men that cry? called OldMenCrying.com. The site's owner, Kurt Heisler of Virginia, started the site out of curiosity about older men who cry. The social prohibition against crying seems to be changing in a variety of worlds, including sports, politics, and media. Hockey star Wayne Gretzky wept when his trade from the Edmonton Oilers to the Los Angeles Kings was announced. Here's the moments when you can cry. You can cry when Old Yeller dies.
Or your dog.
You can cry if a dog dies. If you're a man, you can die. You can die. You can cry if a dog dies. Or any sort of heroic pet. Not a cat, though. You can't cry when a cat dies. You can cry, though, when a childhood pet dies, no matter what it is. If you have a childhood pet that dies, you're allowed to cry. If your dog dies, especially dies saving you from, like, a Comanche Indian attack or dragging you out of the house, which is on fire, you can completely cry at that.
Dies from frostbite after your St. Bernard brings you water
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're out there in the woods, and you're trapped underneath a fallen tree, and your dog brings you a jackrabbit that it's killed, and then the dog itself dies, throwing itself in front of, like, a bulldozer that's barreling down the hill. You can die, you can cry when a dog dies. You can cry at the end of any sports film where someone either A, reconciles with their father after a long period of time. You can cry when someone achieves a dream that they thought they were too old to accomplish. You can cry at the end of, like, The Natural or The Rookie. You can cry at the end of The Rookie. You can cry at the Brian song. In fact, you kind of have to cry at the end of Brian song. It's sort of like a rule. Or at the end of Rocky. And that's it. There's nothing else. That's the end of it, man.
I think maybe when a sports hero dies.
Yeah, you can
shed a tear for that.
You can cry after seeing interviews with Muhammad Ali. That's it. I think that's the last one. Do they have anything else here? Senator Bob Dole sobbed at the funeral of Richard Nixon. You can't cry when Richard Nixon dies. You're not allowed to do that. What else? Former President Bill Clinton. Well, Bill Clinton cried all the time. Bill Clinton was one of those guys. Do you remember Bill Clinton, man? It's like that guy just turned on the waterworks every time. The deficit's up by half a... and it's just biting his lower lip. All right. George W. Bush teared up at a Thanksgiving dinner with U.S. troops in Iraq. Oh, that's another thing. You can, at the end of a war movie... If it's a war movie where one guy has given his life to save the entire platoon, if you're watching any sort of a, like if you're watching a Saving Private Ryan or something, and there's
the old guy at the end, that gets me every time.
The old guy, or if there's a guy that's 2 days away from retirement, if there's, at the end of, whatever, at the end of what, Star Trek II? Isn't it the end of Wrath of Khan that it's, because the good of the whole outweighs the good of the one or whatever? So at the end of, if Spock dies saving somebody in the Enterprise, you can cry then. That's it. So I don't know. We'll ask Kristen. Kristen's going to be here later on. We'll run the when men are allowed to cry thing by her. But I don't really believe. You can cry. You can cry when reminiscing about the 1980 Miracle on Ice. Anytime you're reminiscing about the United States hockey team beating the Ruskies, you can do that. All right. Is that which? Oh, okay. Let's get Dan. You're on Hot Talk to Eddie K2K. What's up?
Hey, Rick. What's the ruling? When Mr. Rogers died?
No, that's me. I cried like a little girl when Mr. Rogers died. Yeah. You're completely allowed to do that.
Childhood hero, though.
That's like a dog dying.
Yeah. Or a sports hero. I mean, you grow up with heroes. Your hero dies.
That's what I'm saying.
That's an acceptable.
You know what it is? It's like at the end of Tombstone when they say. Tom Mix wept. It's like when Wyatt Earp dies. Tom Mix allowed to cry at Wyatt Earp's funeral. Yeah, you can totally cry when Mr. Rogers dies. Or like, I don't know, who else comes to mind? Well, I mean, again, Muhammad Ali. When that guy's, here's the other time you're allowed to cry, and I'm calling this one out for the future. Someday, before 2010, when Christopher Reeve walks again, grown men will weep everywhere. When Superman walks, grown men will cry as babies in the street, and they will rend their garments, and they will drink of the ale and eat of the beef in celebration. So there you go. All right,
that's all I got, buddy.
All right, there you go. That's Dan. All right, we'll do this. We'll come back. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. or 1-800-727-5955. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. Hey, by the way, here's the new Jay-Z. It's called 99 Problems from the Black Album. It's produced by your man Rick Rubin. You stay there. We'll be back at Hot Talk 1080 KTK. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with holes in your zapatone, you celebrate the minute you was having dough. I'm like, critic, you can kiss my whole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio, if I don't play they show, they don't play my hits, well I don't give a so. Rap Max trying to use my black ass, so advertisers can give them more cash for ads. I don't know what you take me as, or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm racks the richest, cause I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hope you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Yeah, it's 94 and my trunk is raw. In my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road. I heard, son, do you know I'm stopping you for? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess some more? Well, you was doing 55 and it's 54. Lost the registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my glove compartment is locked, so it's the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp attack? Type of law or something, somebody important or something. I ain't past the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit. We'll see how smart you are when the K9 comes. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me!
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
No, you don't. It's
oh,
just,
yeah.
You have a thing for Tucker Carlson?
There is something about him that is so
he looks like he's
hot.
15.
No, he doesn't. That little bow tie. I swear, that's why we watch CNN in here, just so I can watch them crossfire.
You're the weirdest. Okay. All right, here's Sarah dealing with the traffic.
Slow traffic due to an earlier accident at the northbound I-5 ramp to Highway 217. There's also been a stall on the same ramp reported. All the problems have been cleared, but there's still some slowing due to those earlier delays. Also, heavy traffic eastbound on the Sunset at 217. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Tom Likas.
Are you saying that all married women cheat?
No.
Are you saying that all married women whose men try to satisfy them go out and find it elsewhere?
No, not all women do cheat.
Then why are you assuming the guy in the email wasn't satisfying his wife?
Just because I do. If she's out getting it every weekend, if she wasn't happy with him.
Maybe she's just a hoe.
Tom Likas. Afternoons 3 to 7. Only on Hot Talk Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
And now the whole producer studio is just littered with corn. Just yellow niblets of corn everywhere.
Thank you to Tony Roma, they rule.
The rolls are good too.
Prepare your mouth for a veritable onslaught. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. In just a moment, we'll welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, Kristen from Accounting, for today's installment of How Chicks Think. We're going to get to Trip in a moment. Nathan in Tualatin here on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick, what's up?
What
long time, first time.
Excellent, thank you.
I got a situation. Can I cry at the end of Rudy?
Oh, totally. Well, you have to cry at the end. If not, you get deported.
Oh, okay. And at the end of the last Lord of the Rings, at the very end, when everybody's bowing to the king, and then he gets to the hobbits and they bow, and he says, you bow to no one.
Yeah, come on.
Can
see,
I shed a tear?
Oh, completely. I cried at the end of The Two Towers, at that moment where...
That's too early!
No. That part where they're talking, and where Sam and Frodo were talking, and Sam says, Mr. Frodo, do you suppose that they'll ever, you know, write stories about us? And at that moment, it's so true, Sam. Sam Wise, the stout-hearted, you know. And,
After the whole middle thing, is the whole Sam and Frodo thing was a little homoerotic for me.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? It's, you know, big gay hobbit love. What can you do? But I,
no, well, but that, a good one, bro.
Yeah. No, that whole thing at the end where Sam is just, you know, he does the Samwise the Brave, I think they call it in the movie, where he does that whole, because folks of those stories always had lots of chances to turn back, but they didn't, you know, and I'm just in the audience like, it's Sam fights for all of us. He's completely crying, you know. So we got the list now. The list of moments, so it's let's see, moments when you're allowed to cry. So dogs, moms, hobbits, what else? Dogs,
Mr.
moms,
Rogers.
Hobbits, Rudy, yeah,
see,
Mr.
Think,
Rogers.
I think, though, like, hobbits, believe it or not, hobbits, Rudy, all that's, it's all in the same thing. It's all in that
heroes. All heroes.
Yeah, you can cry for your heroes.
Yeah, all right. It's like when Kirk dies, you know. All right, let's see. Trip in Portland. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick. First of all, mad love for your work on the board Saturday night.
On the I do what I can to entertain the people.
It was very nice work. Thank you.
Yeah.
And secondly, the whole like crying. I love the fact that you brought up Bill Clinton crying in the White House. I mean, who other than JFK? And we don't know how much he cried because they weren't talking about men crying back then. But I think he cried a lot in the White House as well, and they both got laid a lot in the White House.
Yeah, I don't know if Bill, I don't know, the whole thing about Bill Clinton and his charisma is weird because, you know, you wonder why that is. One of it is because he was a good-looking guy, or was it because he was whatever, but he did that thing about, I remember watching that one, I don't know if it was a debate, but it was just like some town hall thing with Bill Clinton where, maybe it was a debate because the other three guys were there, and there was some single mother who stood up in the audience. Was like, "I'm a single mother, and I have to eat dirt clods." And Clinton did this thing where he stood, he got up, and he like walked out into the crowd and like took her by the hand. And that, I think that is when he said, "I feel your pain," and it's like you could just hear panties just, you know, dropping.
There you are,
all over the
absolutely
country.
Absolutely, yeah. Number one reason to cry.
Yeah. So there you go. Well, that's, you know, I guess you can't argue with the evidence there. I mean, it did. It clearly did work on some level, so, yeah.
Well, as the tears flow, so do, you know, there we are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, that's a trip in Portland. All right, there you go. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. From accounting, our good friend Kristen joining us for an exciting installment of House Chicks. Thank you. How are you, sister?
Yeah, I'm good.
What's up with you?
Nothing much.
All right.
Just here trying to think about this whole dilemma.
Well, because we haven't done the How Chicks thing for a few days, because Jolie's in whatever, Egypt or something.
Yeah, I was debating whether I should just come in and start screeching.
Just come in.
Make you feel a little more comfortable.
Come in and get your dean on today.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
we've got to love this guy.
Going dean style.
I love that.
No, well, that guy totally nailed it earlier. That, I mean, that's a guy you want sitting there with, you know, Kim Jong-il, you know.
Somebody who's showing a little bit of, like, life.
Well, you
don't
want
to,
I mean, it's like, I like the idea of us having a negotiator.
Somebody a little bit on the edge.
I mean, that you never quite know if he just, you know, might nuke your whole country in a fit of pique. Do we have... I mean, how great is that? I mean, what if you were just sitting there and you're going, "Well, Mr. President, we believe that the..." I guess I'm doing my Kissinger there. Well, whatever. We believe that the United States has become the aggressor, and we believe that the United States must withdraw. Well, okay. Well,
you
maybe
know,
I've been a little hasty.
I do have to tell you, though, you would appreciate this, because Howard Stern was also playing that clip the whole morning. But what he did was they put on clips of AC/DC songs and would just, like, intersperse into the AC/DC thing. So it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
He's like, that
Howard
should be
Dean a... channeling Bon Scott.
Yeah. Well,
that's what they were talking about. It was really funny.
I mean, it's just, the thing is, though, you get, I mean, not like I spent a lot of time, like, out on the road, but I mean, but you know, bands, you get that road wear that goes on where you just start to get
go a little nutty.
You just start to be, I mean, we've gotten that at the end of some of our listener parties, and that's only like a 3-hour event. I mean, that's what I'm, you know, that's not being on the road for 90 days.
You know, there's guys in bands here in Portland, you just look at them, they're all a little bit, road weary.
Good stuff. All right, so there was,
I
hadn't even seen this until this guy emailed me about it, but there's this big article on the, front page of the Oregonian, Men Feel Free. Men have feelings, too.
No, they don't.
It's called Men Feel Free to Cry. And so we got this whole, we were talking about when it's okay for men to cry. And so the list that we've come up with so far, you can die when a pet dies, especially a dog, especially if it saved your life. You can cry if it's anything revolving around the end of a sports film or your mom.
Right. That's good.
And I don't know, but I'm not sure what else we had there. So I think that's pretty much it. Oh, and hobbits.
I think you have forgotten one of the most important ones, though, Rick.
Which is?
Well, for all the single guys out there who might be like us listeners, yes. if you're going to get the chick, you know,
if it's part of sealing the deal,
then, you know, go for it.
If it's going to close the deal, if it's going to...
But it might revolve around one of those items you've got. Like, if you're talking with this chick, your first date... Oh, you know, my mom is the most important woman in the world to me. You know, women.
Or if it's somebody in your family battling cancer.
Right.
You know,
you can,
if it's, you know, on the date, well, it's just that I'm flying back home to Akron because my mother's got brain cancer and it's just been very difficult, but I'm going to go back and I'm going to be with her towards the end, you know, till the end. And it's just, you know, and it's, of course, there's no woman who can resist that.
Right. So. But other than that, I don't think guys should be, like, tearing up every other day.
Well,
it's a sign of weakness.
Well, this is like the thing about, we were talking about poetry, about guys reading poetry to women. And I think that's the thing that guys, they have this whole theory that women like it, but, the reality is that it doesn't really work all that much.
Unless they're women like Jolie, who just want to
That's not about the poem, though. We tried to control. Well, we tried to convince Jolie of this, and she wouldn't admit it. When a guy reads poetry to Jolie, she doesn't like the poem. She likes the fact that a guy sat down and thought about nothing but her for 20 minutes.
That's absolutely true.
Because that's what the poem represents. The poem represents that you just sat down and were thinking concertedly about Jolie.
Right.
So
that's all it's about. Because it always does come back to the woman.
This one says, Rick, what about crying when Hugh Hefner goes? Yeah.
Yeah, I think
hold
that's...
on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just kind of a given.
Makes me cry now just to think about it. No, there's a whole list of... There's a whole list of heroes, you know, that, like I said, Mr. Rogers we already talked about. Ali, you know, Muhammad Ali dies, you totally cry.
Ron Jeremy.
We'll lower the flags to half. I'll wear black for a year. Ron Jeremy dies, I'm gonna full-on get my armband on and just walk around and just be saddened about that. Sinatra. I think it was okay to, you know, it's okay. You can cry when Sinatra dies.
You could tear up for Sinatra.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Dave.
The end of an era.
You're on a cell phone. You're on Hot Talk 10 KOTK. What's up?
Rick, you whiny whiner McSteens.
Okay.
When did John Wayne, Lee Marvin, Tony Soprano, or even when did Frank Sinatra ever cry? Never.
I can't answer Sinatra. No, that's just not true. Now, Tony Soprano cried when his horse died. In season 4, I think it was.
Well, he's got an excuse. He's completely Prozac to the max.
It's a beloved pet. You can cry when a beloved animal dies, you bastard.
And you know...
The only time you ever saw Lee Marvin cry was never.
Well, and that would be on camera, though. You don't know what was going on behind the scenes with Mr. Marvin.
And, you know,
do you think Chuck Bronson broke down and cried when his dog died? No.
But when Ireland did, he did.
When his wife died in Death Wish, he cried.
No.
In
real life, when his wife Jill Ireland died, I think we caught him.
Shatner cried when his wife cacked him in the bottom of the pool.
Well, that's because everybody thought he did
it. In the eye.
Yes, it's because he was thinking he was going to go to jail for it. It's the same reason OJ cried. Oh, I'm so screwed. So there's no. And let's not forget that Don Corleone, the Godfather, cried when James Caan got killed. He said, look how they messed up my boy.
When did you ever see John Wayne cry? Not even when the man had cancer and they took a lung, he stood there and took it like a man.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's true. You can't. Even when they took a lung, that's good stuff. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Are you here for a while?
Sure, right. I'll hang out.
We'll be back. We got more. Plus, Clyde Lewis coming up and CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Stay right there.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, I'm Jim Riley. This deal is brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. England police working on their first homicide of 2004. The man who has not yet been identified was shot to death early yesterday. An autopsy is set for today. A Bend man is being extradited to Wyoming after he allegedly attacked a trooper there. This after the officer reportedly cut him trying to steal a car at a dealership. James Layton accused of breaking trooper Ted Blair's nose. An urgent message from the Albany Area Chamber of Commerce. Members have been contacting local businesses to tell them not to donate money to a man asking for donations with the South Albany High School baseball team. Officials say, do not donate money to this fellow. And a plan to build a four-story condominium complex in Ashland's historic downtown is not going over well. Today, city councilors will bring it up again. A number of residents said the proposed building is too big. It wouldn't fit in with the rest of the neighborhood. Mostly sunny this afternoon, highs 45 to 50, cloudy tonight, patchy fog 2, lows in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny again tomorrow, Tim Riley, KOTK News.